This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Whaletown Community Club recently held their annual general meeting for 2022. I caught up with Gabrielle Denham, the Whaletown Community Club's appointed president, to find out what triumphs the WC enjoyed in 2022 involving this social organization in Whaletown. I would love to just hear how the year has been for you as an organization. Any highlights or triumphs that the organization or you personally are very proud of?
Yes, it's difficult to think in terms of triumphs. Triumphs is more associated with World Cup or those kinds of events. The one thing that is always really pleasing with an organization like the Whaletown Community Club really is if we manage to complete another year and go through all of the various hoops that we have to go through first in order to meet all government regulations and all various issues that always arise in with the legalities of a community club. And just the pleasure of functioning, providing services. Because we are volunteer organizations and no one is getting paid, our life takes priority. And then whenever we have time from our life, we devote ourselves to the well-being of the WCC. And that we all find time to do, to me, is really the triumph that the community, the people that are involved in the WCC still manage to take time out of their lives in order to ensure the continuity of the club. What I find absolutely remarkable and I would like to highlight is the fact that the community club is about 80 years old. And the constitution of the club was established at that time. And essentially, except for some minor changes in bylaws to reflect evolving the changing society, the actual goals and the actual aims of the community club have not changed in all this time, because it was defined at the time what it is that the community needs. How does the club meet the needs of the community? And that was so well done that it still goes on exactly in the same fashion now. So 80 years later, Cortez residents seem to have the same social needs and the same social desires and the same desire to express themselves. And I find that quite remarkable that we really are still the same and that we are managing board. After the elections every year, there's a new board, not always a completely new board, but whomever comes on will offer the same service and provide the same level of dedication and care to the community, which you can see reflected in all of the events that we offer, from moms and tots to Tai Chi to Christmas dinner to the Christmas bazaar, concerts, dances, essentially community life.
You noted that there's several programs that the WC provides at the Gorge Hall, the Tai Chi, the parents and tots. I hear there's also a new game night that is regularly scheduled. Is that right?
That's correct. Shiva has organized a game night every Thursday from 4 to 9. And yes, just people come, drink tea, have cookies, play games, and essentially socialize in a very warm and intelligent way. We also have a restaurant kitchen, restaurant in that it is approved for food services. So the kitchen is used quite a bit by an individual or group, for example, who need to cook for a variety of functions. The hall also provides space for weddings. for funerals. It is a place where if you don't have enough room in your living room and you want to bring in a bunch of people, then the Gorge Hall is the place to do that. And anyone in the community is welcome to create whichever program they wish to offer to the community, which is another beautiful thing. I just mentioned Tai Chi, Moms and Tots, because that's what came to mind immediately. But if I had a list in front of me, you would find it much longer.
The Whaletown Community Club will finish off the year by offering a community Christmas dinner on December 24th, and a New Year's Eve dance, which will be a fundraiser for the WCC. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.